So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the mission that says, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yechol adam shnei tafshilim. Lo yechol baser, v'lo yesh yain. On the eve of Tisha B'Av, one may not eat two cooked foods, or eat meat, or drink wine. Pshamim li'laimer, yishana. A person only needs to make a slight change from his normal meal. Amar Rav Yehuda, lo yishana el m'shei shoyes ulamal. Al m'shei shoyes ulamata muter. V'am Rav Yehuda, lo yishana el basuda hamaf sikba. Pusa says that these restrictions apply only from the sixth hour of the day onwards, which means after Chatzais, and only during the final meal before the fast, but before Chatzais, even if it's the final meal before the fast, or if it's not the final meal of the day, even after Chatzais, one may eat two cooked foods. Regarding that which the Mishnah said that during Suda Hamafsekas, the Gemara qualifies. A person may eat salty meat and drink wine from the wine press because they are not considered enjoyable meat and wine. The Gemara also explains Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer Yishana. He should make a change in his eating habits, which means he should eat and drink less than usual and with less people than usual. Rabbi Beloi would conduct himself as follows during Suda Mafsekas. Erev Tisha B'Av Mevin Loi Pascha Reva B'Melech. In the afternoon, they would bring him some dry bread with salt. V'yeshev Bein Tanu L'Karayim. He would sit between the oven and the stove, where it was blackened with soot. V'yechel V'sheisa L'Kitin Shalmayim. He would eat with the bread, a container of water. V'day Mekim Yishameisa Mutal Lefanav. And he looked like a mourner whose deceased relative was lying before him. The Gemara next discusses Tisha B'Av itself. All restrictions that apply to a mourner apply to everyone on Tisha B'Av. The following are forbidden: eating, drinking, anointing with oil or washing, wearing leather shoes, and marital relations. V'asur liquors b'tarib, b'nevim, b'ksuvim, b'lashanis b'mishnah, b'talmud, b'medrash, b'halachas, b'agadis. It's also forbidden to learn Torah. However, there is a machlekes regarding kairuhu b'makum she'in a ruga licorice, v'shenu b'makum she'in ruga lishnais. Tanakhama says a person may learn things he's unfamiliar with, because Rashi explains the frustration of not knowing what he is learning will cause him distress. Peter says he may not learn that either. However, all agree v'kair b'kinis b'iyev b'dvarim haram sh'b'yirmiya. A person may learn from kinis, iyev, and the unpleasant sections of Yirmiya, b'tenegesh b'shraben b'telem b'y. The school children do not learn, because learning makes one happy. The Gemara discusses working on Tisha B'Av. We learned in the Mishnah that it is based on the minhag ha-makom, the custom of the place where one lives. But in all places, a Torah scholar should not work. A person should always act like a Torah scholar in this matter. The Gemara quotes another braisa which discusses the reward for people who properly observe Tisha B'Av and the punishment for those who do not. Pshimim li leimer, kala oichel v'sheisa b'tes b'av, kila oichel v'sheisa b'yom kippurim. Whoever eats or drinks on Tisha B'Av is considered like someone who eats or drinks on Yom Kippur. Kiva aimer, kala oisa malacha b'tisha b'av, ein aroi simen bracha leil. Whoever works on Tisha B'Av will never gain anything from that work. B'chacham amayim, kala oisa malacha b'tes b'av, whoever works on Tisha B'Av and does not mourn for Yerushalayim will not see her joy during the future redemption. All who mourn for Yerushalayim will merit to see its joy. Pyuta said we have to overturn our beds, which means to not use the bed but sleep on the floor. However, the Chacham did not agree with him. The Gemara cites a braisa which interprets the machlokes differently. Rabbi agrees, the one who cannot sleep on the floor, for example, ubers and menikis, are exempt and may sleep on the bed. Chacham agree that one who can sleep on the floor may not use the bed. My benayu. Machlik is regarding shar mitis, other beds which are not being used. According to Behuda, they must be turned over, and according to the Chachamim, they do not have to be turned over. However, Rav explains that our Mishnah means to say, v'lohoid l'chacham kalikar. Chacham hold that even biyachal, even one who can sleep on the floor, does not have to turn over the bed. And this is the halacha. The rest of the daf will be reviewed with the next daf.